Good morning, church. Let us be standing. Happy New Year. Are we excited for this new year? All right, just another blessing of a new year to worship our God. Come, people of the risen King. If you don't remember this song, just fit in that second verse. It'll all sound the same. Come, people of the risen King.
Kind of stole my first line there, hauling that new Happy New Year and all that stuff out. Happy New Year again. Praise God, we made it, huh, Bob? We made it. We're really glad to see all you out, especially all the visitors. If you would, please fill out a card and pass it to the end of the aisle. We have some young men that will pick up the cards later, and we'd like to know you're here. Has everybody started their New Year's resolution this morning? Can I see a show of hands? Anybody tried anything new or going to? My goodness, Marilyn, where's Marilyn?
I'm starting tonight.
Marilyn's starting. Marilyn's got it going on. She's got a class starting this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And I'm so proud of you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
I mean, you're going to teach all the women how to take care of all us men. Is that right? That's what I read into it. I mean, maybe it's not going to work that way. I don't know. If you teach them how to cook right and how to eat right, they're going to make us starve, right?
Yep.
So I'm really proud of Marilyn. That's really good. I walked my dog, or the dog walked me 2 miles this morning, about 3 o'clock this morning. I did that, and I studied my Bible. And Rick Parker, thank you for that book you gave me. It's a daily Devo. I started that this morning. Trying to be a good leader, man. I'm just doing the best I can, you know. I'm at one day anyway, so I got 365 more or something like that, 66. Where were how many? I don't know. Is it leap year? Is it leap year this year? I don't even know. Okay. Well, anyway, we're glad y'all are here. Some of y'all that missed the Bible study this morning, Rick Parker, that was a really good. If you didn't get to watch the Bible class here, go back and watch it tonight. Rick Parker, that'll spur you to do good deeds this year, won't it, Rick? That's an excellent class. Y'all missed, some of you did, and some of you got it, and it's really good to help motivate us. I was really proud of you, Rick, on that deal. Thank you for taking that class. I'm sorry old Tim Olive is still sick. He has to see too many sick people, and it got him sick. Check your bulletin. I'm not going to go over everything. The office will be closed tomorrow. I found out one thing why it was closed last Friday. Poor Manny, if y'all don't know this, don't think because they closed the office Friday that Manny didn't work. He got down here. What time, Manny, Friday night?
Yes, 7.
7 o'clock. What time did you go home Saturday morning?
I got home at 9:30.
9:30. 26 hours of putting up with some of y'all's kids. Woo! I heard Steve say, that's a young man's job right there. Thank you, Manny. Appreciate you. All you kids that came, take it easy on Manny. He's getting older too, you know. Midweek manna will start the 11th. Please sign up on the bulletin board. I crossed out where it said bring dessert, Marilyn, on here. Is that okay?
What?
I crossed out the part where they said to bring have everybody bring desserts. You don't want me putting that on there, do you? Well, your class, huh? Okay, healthy desserts. Okay, healthy desserts, okay. And if you have any questions about that, see Janice Nixon. Connect groups will begin again next Sunday. Coordinators, if you have any, please see Gina Williams for a new attendance sheet. Let's see, I got the Healthier Me is what that class is called. Got that already. We do have some people that are still, we need our prayers. Before I got into that, though, be sure you look on the back page. Message from the minister. Huh, Steve? Give you a little advertisement there. I read that this morning. Very good. And I was dealing with some issues just exactly like this. It's amazing how you, when you study and stuff, how things will hit you right between the eyes sometime. But I appreciate you putting that on there. That's a little bit of work. You know, we need to read that. It was very good. Keep remembering June Schiltz in your prayers. She's got a mailing address. It's available at the office or online. Get in touch with Nikki if you need help to accessing the online directory. Liz Hooper, Joey was saying she's doing better in Compass. She's doing better. She still had a rough. She's pretty rough shape. So be sure to keep Liz in your prayers. She's in room 231A in Compass for rehab. Nikki's grandma, Virginia Masters, they found a mass behind her lungs in a CAT scan last week. Keep her in your prayers. Cindy Corey, I was talking to her mom a while ago, and she's having a rough time. Daughter of Benny and Nancy Bentley there went to ER a couple times last week. She's having a lot of complications from the flu due to Addison disease. Larry Martin, Jackie Martin got a hold of me this week and said that they put Larry Martin on hospice at his house. Keep that family in your prayers. And we got some more messages on our text messaging for some more people that are having a lot of rough time, Brad Seaman's family. Anyway, keep them all in your prayers. We're real proud all of y'all came out today. And pray for us elders, too. We'll try to do a better job this next year. We love y'all.
Good morning, church. If you would, pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for bringing us all together here safely to study your word, to give praise and glory to you, Father. We ask that you be with those who couldn't join us today and bring them with us as soon as possible. Father, there's so many things that we're grateful for. We're grateful for those who are participating today and all every day, Lord, working for you, spreading your word, bringing you honor and glory. Father, but most of all, we ask that you continue to forgive us of our sins. And we ask this all through Jesus' name. Amen.
Psalm 63, verses 1 to 5. O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power, your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise you, so I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. Who here is thirsty for the Lord? Who here is thirsty for the Lord? Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply sank within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I yet. Love lifted me, love lifted me.
My riches. Three of the four Gospels mention Jesus establishing the Lord's Supper. In Matthew 26, verses 26 through 28, Jesus says, while they were yet eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And when he had broken, had taken the cup and given thanks, he gave it to them saying, drink from it, all of it. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus speaks about the covenant. We may not use that word very much anymore, unless we're just looking directly into the Bible. But the word covenant is a special word. It talks about a relationship that is established with a seal. In Genesis 15 and verse 3, God made a covenant with Abraham. And it was sealed, if you will, physically and with blood. Jesus says in Mark 14 and verse 24, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. In Romans 1 or 11 and verse 27, the writer says, this is my covenant with them. When I take away their sins, he says, my blood, not the blood of bulls and goats. The Hebrew writer makes that emphasis when he said it is not, or it is impossible, for the blood of bulls and goats to take away the sins. Jesus brought in a new covenant. It was preordained by God before the world even began. And through the stream of time, as angels desired to look into it, did not know what we know now. In Acts 2 and verse 23, the Holy Spirit guiding Peter to say, this man delivered over by the predetermination and the foreknowledge of God. Hebrews 2 and verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Teleos, not that Jesus was going to be made perfect, but he brought to completion the perfect plan that God has established. Why? Because we needed it. Because without that, we would have never been able to have a relationship with God as He designed us to be and to have. The Hebrew writer compares the different facets of Jesus in the Old Testament. One of those is the sacrifice. Hebrews 1 and verse 3, the sins could be purged. In 9 and verse 26, he says the sins would be put out of way. In chapter 8 and verse 12, and again in chapter 10 and verse 17, our sins would be remembered no more, as if they had never happened. Jesus did that. That's our Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer. And He was willing to do it because we needed it. Would you bow with me, please? Our dear Lord and most Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of being able to come and gather together to remember Your Son, the sacrifice that He made, our ability to come before You through Him, to be able to enjoy the gifts that are in Him. As we partake of the bread, please bless us. Help us to have the right frame of mind. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you bow with me? Our dear Lord and most Heavenly Father, as we sing Your praises, as we talk about Jesus and the cross and His death and the glorious resurrection that shows the hope that we have, help us to remember the cost and what it means for us and how I can walk and be able to live close to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That concludes the Lord's Supper. The elders have deemed it fit at this period of time to take up contributions. Philippians 1 and verse 4. Paul commends the Philippians because they were partakers. And if you look over in chapter 4, you find the word fellowship. And you look at the definition, it even involves communion. Communion with God. That intimate relationship that we can have as well as with one another. And that also involves the things that God has blessed us with. Would you bow with me? Our dear Lord, most Heavenly Father, we thank You for all Your blessings. We thank You for the physical blessings that enable us to live so comfortably, that allows us to do the things that You would have us to do in reaching out and living the right life and sharing the good news. Please watch over us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on down, kids.
What happened to your hair, bud?
Got money today?
Awesome.
Awesome. like your boots. Wow, they light up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Got dinosaurs on them too. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, they look good. Hey, can y'all come up this way? Y'all want to come up this way? There you go. Awesome. Good job, man. How y'all doing today?
Good.
That's pretty good. Can we tell everybody hi?
Hi.
Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Awesome. Y'all happy today?
Yes.
Good. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, shout amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, shout amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, shout amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen. If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, do all three.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody. Is there anywhere else in this world you would rather be?
No.
I can't think of a single place in this world that I would rather be. This is a great place to be. It's a great place to be around you. It's a great place to see you coming and being with us today. It's wonderful to have you here today. Happy New Year. Back when I was much younger, and I realized that the movie Soylent Green was based off of 2022, I thought to myself that I would never live that long. And now here it is, 2023, and if you've ever seen the movie Soylent Green, you know that we're not eating people right now. So that's a good thing. But that was a movie in which was science fiction. And I like science fiction movies, and so I enjoyed watching it. Today, many people are making New Year's resolutions. Okay? Many people are making New Year's resolutions. We've got a class that starts tonight dealing with New Year's resolutions. And I want you to know, I told Kathy it's okay for her to take that class as long as I didn't have to take it. And as long as she didn't bring it home to me.
Amen.
New Year's resolutions, for the most part, the average is that New Year's resolutions last a grand total of 48 hours. That's on an average. That means some of them don't last that long. But you make a New Year's resolution to, say, lose weight. I quit doing that years ago. And the reason why I quit doing that years ago is because I learned that if you wear black, you look thinner. So my New Year's resolution is to wear more black. I have no intention of making any kind of New Year's resolution, because I know that it'll only last about 48 hours, if that long. I've sworn off of many things in my lifetime, said I'm going to get healthier, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do all these things. Sorry, Marilyn, but it never lasted. Yours will. Okay, yours will, y'all's will. Yeah, good job. Just don't bring it home, okay? I do not want to eat healthier. I do not want to do that. So just realize that New Year's resolutions are like that. Now, I want you to know also that in the Bible are many resolutions. A lot of us haven't done that before, haven't thought about that before, but my favorite resolution is in Joshua 24:15. Y'all know which one that is? I'm fixing to show you. This is absolutely my favorite. And I've given people things that say that last line up there. Joshua is telling the people of Israel. He said, if it's disagreeable for you to serve God, then choose today who you will serve. Choose today who you will serve. Whether it be the gods which your father served, which were beyond the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But listen to this resolution. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Amen. That to me is probably the most powerful statement that you can make. There's going to be a lot of people around you that are going to serve other things other than God. Lots and lots. There are people everywhere around us today that serve something other than God. And they don't even realize that they're committing idolatry. If they serve their job more than they serve God, they're committing idolatry. If they serve their wealth more than they serve God, they're committing idolatry. Anything that you put before God is idolatry. So realize there are a lot of people in this world that choose not to serve God, but rather choose to serve something else. And Joshua was telling them very plainly, if it's disagreeable for you to serve God, then go ahead and serve who you want to. But as for me and my family, we're going to serve God. Rick, great job this morning. I really appreciated that. I really appreciated what you had to say. And I really appreciated more than anything what you had to say about the family unit. And how we as men, gentlemen, in your family, you need to be the spiritual leader. And guys, I'm pretty hard on you about stuff like that, because it's commanded for you to be that spiritual leader, for you to lead your family. It's not your wife's responsibility to get the family up and get them to church on Sunday morning. It's your responsibility. I remember my dad when he used to get us up to go to church. He would come in the bedroom, and my dad was not one that could carry a note in a bucket. But he would come in singing every morning. He was one of those people that liked to get up early in the morning, and he really enjoyed the sunrise and all that stuff. And he gets up smiling and laughing and carrying on. I'm not like that. But he was, and he would get up and he would come in the room and he would be singing. There's a squirrel in the bird bath this morning. Have y'all ever heard that before? I'd never heard that before until he was saying it. And of course, I was a child. But he come in and he would start singing, there's a squirrel in the bird bath. And one morning, there really was a squirrel in the bird bath. And so he'd say, come look, come see, there's a squirrel in the bird bath. And I'd get up to go look to see if there was a squirrel in the bird bath. And there very rarely was, but there was one time. And he'd always say, well, it must have took off. But I was out of bed. Folks, gentlemen, it's not your wife's job to do that. It's yours. Gentlemen, it's not your wife's job to lead prayer over a meal. It's yours. It's not your wife's job to make sure that your children see the example that you set as being a leader, a spiritual leader. It's yours. So, Rick, I really appreciated that. And in my lifetime, my father passed away when I was very young, but in my lifetime, my mother had to take over that responsibility, because my father had passed away. And I want you to know how blessed I was in my lifetime, because I not only had a father that was a spiritual leader, I had a mother that was a spiritual leader. And they both made sure that we were raised the way that we should be raised, so that when we were old, we would not depart from it.
Amen.
And I've tried to do the same with my son. And he's trying to do the same with his family. We should all do that. But the bottom line is this. As for me and my family, we will serve God. Now, every year, people make all these resolutions about what they're going to do and where they're going to go and all these different things that they're going to do during this year. Great. Well, when I was an old coach, after every game, we always had to do three things. After every game, my players always had to do three things. The first thing we had to do is we had to look back at that game that we had just played. What did we do well? What did we do poorly? We had to make that determination before we could move forward. Every single game. And some of you young people that play ball and whatnot, you know what I'm talking about. You got to look at how you performed the last game before you can move forward to the next. So my question for you this morning is not, have you lost any weight over the year? My question for you this morning is this. Where was your spiritual life on January 1st, 2022? Where was it? And I can tell you right now, knowing this congregation, the way that I know this congregation, I hadn't been here very long, but I do know you pretty well. Some of you, on January 1st, 2022, were not attending church at all. Some of you have gotten married since this time. Some of you have started going back to church since that time.
Worship,
excuse me. Keep me in line, Bob. You'll get me there. Some of you had very little to do with your true family. I can tell you exactly where I was. I was about to start a new job with H&R Block doing taxes. Not the funnest thing I've ever done in my life. But that's where I was. I was a newly retired educator. And so I was doing some tax work on the side. I can tell you this too. If there are people sitting right here in this audience that were not a Christian at that time, but they are today. And I'm looking at my brother-in-law right there. How grateful I am that he came to that realization of what he needed to be. Some of you were attending other places. Some of you, like our brother John right over here, who has recently come here and has now become one of our great spiritual leaders. Thank you for that. We need more spiritual leaders. Everyone that we could get, we need spiritual leaders. So when you think about this new year, the first thing you need to do is look back at where you were in 2022. Now, the second thing we always did as a team is take a look at where we are. Now, to take a look at where you are, this is what you need to do. You need to take an honest, righteous look at where you are. I've heard people say this, well, I'm doing just fine. I don't need to improve. Rick, you brought that up just a little while ago. I'm doing just fine. I don't need to improve. If you read the back of my message this morning, you'll see that too. I don't need to get better. I'm right where I need to be. Is that an honest look at yourself? Bob, I think you brought it up this morning, the fact that we will continue to grow. And as long as we walk this earth, we will continue to strive to do better. And the time, and Bob, I'll bring this up, the time that I will no longer continue to strive to do better is when I sit before Jesus Christ and He looks at me and says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Then I know I have finished the course. I have run the race. Then I know it. Up until that time, as long as I have breath in my body, I will strive to do better. But here's what we have to do. No matter how good you think you are, notice how I put that, you got a ways to go. You can always get better. And that's what I used to tell my teams as we would play ball. And I had some great teams. I had 3 years there. We went undefeated. Great teams, wonderful teams. I had great teams. And I looked at them and said, you know what? We could be better. So how can we be better? We went undefeated. I said, no. We can get better. And we can. Every day we can get better. So take an honest look at yourself today. Where are you today? Where were you in January 1, 2022? Where are you today in January 1, 2023? And then thirdly, where do you plan to be on January 1, 2024? And I'm talking spiritually here. I'm not talking your job. I'm not talking, you know, you may be dating somebody at the time or something. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I am talking about, where do you plan to be spiritually on January 1st, 2024? I'm going to tell you something about that, and that's this. You cannot stay where you are. John brought this up just a little while ago. Actually, Rick brought it up, excuse me. About being complacent. The number one issue that I find within the churches of Christ today are people who are happy with where they are. They don't want to do better. They don't really want to learn more. They don't want to work harder. They are fine with everything that is happening right there. They come, they sit on their pew at church. After the worship service is over, they get up and walk out and say, man, that was a good worship service, and they forget about it the rest of the week. They don't open their Bible and study. They don't do anything in their lifetime to improve their situation with God. But what does it say right there in Revelation 3:16 that I've got up there on the board? If you are that type of person, then you are lukewarm. And what is Jesus going to do with you? Folks, I like this version because it really puts it in perspective. I will vomit you out. You will turn his stomach. Paul spent a great deal of time telling people that he was disgusted with them because they would not feed on the meat of the word, but rather all they did was feed on the milk of the word. And notice what the Hebrew writer says. He says, if you only partake of milk, then you are unacquainted with the word of God. We talked about, Rick brought it up during his class, about how often you open the Bible and study it. And folks, there's a difference between reading and studying. Okay? I'm talking about really studying. How often do you do that? Once a week? Twice a week? Three times a week? Folks, I want you to know that because of my job, I typically do it every day. But also, because of my job, I realize I don't do it enough. Does that make sense? And if somebody stands before you and they say, well, I truly do study the Bible every day, and I truly do, and I'm telling you that's not enough, where are you? Are you studying enough? Are you learning enough? Are you seeking to do what God wants you to do every single day? Now today, I'm not going to leave you hanging, because I'm going to give you four resolutions that you need to have for 2023? Four. If you do these four things, then I can promise you, you're going to grow. If you do these four things, I can promise you that your walk with God is going to improve. I can promise you that your relationship with God is going to get better. Do these four things. And the first thing that I would ask you to do in Daniel 9:3 is this. Spend some time with prayer and fasting. Now, I've told people this before. Fasting does not mean that I'm trying to lose weight. Fasting means that I'm putting aside everything of this world so that I can focus my attention on God and talking with God. Have you ever done exactly what Jesus says for us to do, and that is go into a room, close the door, and spend time with God? Fasting and prayer. I did a lesson on fasting just not too long ago, and our elders, several of our elders have come to me and said, we need to do that. And I said, yes, we do. Spend time with God. Number one, more prayer, more fasting. Number two, 2 Timothy 2:15. King James Version, which I use right here, says this, study. Study. Open that Bible. Study those verses. And I'm not going to tell you to do what a lot of people say to do, say, oh, I read through the Bible at least once every year. No. That becomes more of a drudgery. That becomes more of a thing that you check off rather than actually learning what the Bible has to say. And I've got a daily Bible reading thing in my office right now that you can go in there and it says January 1, read this. January 2, read this. January 3, read this. And let me tell you something. I did that for a little while one time and realized what a drudgery it really was. But then I started reading a verse and I said, you know, that reminds me of this verse over here. And I'll go over there and flip over to that verse and I'll start reading that verse. And I'll read some more down through there. And I go, you know, that reminds me of this. And I'll flip over and I'll start reading some of this. And as I've told you 1,000 times, and I'll tell you 1,000 more. You read that verse 100 times and it means something to you. And then you read it 101st time. And then all of a sudden your eyes are opened and you say, that's what God was talking about. Study to show yourself approved. Number three is this, Hebrews 10:25. Come to church. Come to worship. He was ready. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Be here on Sunday morning. Be here on Sunday night, folks, if you possibly can. And I know some of you can't physically make it, and I understand that. But some of you can and don't. We got a great study going on Sunday night, the Sermon on the Mount. And starting the first week of February, we're going to have a great study on the book of Revelation. Come and be a part. It's amazing what you will learn if you just take the time and come. We learn from each other. We study with each other. We come together. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Is there a better place for us to be today? No, there is not. And the last thing is this. Luke chapter 6, verse 31. The old golden rule. Treat people the same way you want them to treat you. You realize that that's really not hard to do. But I catch myself oftentimes not doing that. The other day I'd pulled onto a road and I was driving down the road and somebody got right on my bumper. They were so close to my bumper. And folks, I don't drive slow. I don't drive slow. But they were so close to my bumper, I couldn't even see their headlights. And Kathy was sitting next to me. And I made a comment. I said, I wonder what they'd do if I slammed on my brake real hard. Kathy said, that's not the way you're supposed to act. Yeah. 38 years of marriage. Yeah, it hadn't changed.
Amen.
Yeah. Kathy keeps me on the straight and narrow. That's not how you're supposed to act. She also told me, she said, are you going down front and confessing? I said, what are you talking about? She said, the Razorbacks played Wednesday and they didn't play very well, but they won. She said, are you going to go down and confess that you lost your religion during that game? I can guarantee you during this bowl season, a lot of you have lost your religion during these games. Yeah. So realize, folks, this is really easy to do, but sometimes you're going to have to catch yourself to do it. It's amazing when you treat people right, how wonderful they treat you. As I look back in the year 2022, I've seen a lot of changes in my life. I had no idea I would be here in July of this year. 2022. I had no idea that y'all would call me and ask me to come down. Most of you in this audience, I did not know. With the exception of that Greenwood crew over here, I really didn't know any of you. But I want you to know, today, I love you. You have welcomed us. You have treated us kindly. You have been incredibly supportive of everything I've tried to do. And I thank you for it. I also see a church that is hungry. Hungry to hear more of the word. Hungry to hear good lessons, to study the Bible, and to learn more from God's Word. And I am thankful that I can be a part of that and bring to you God's Word. Folks, today, as you make these New Year resolutions, make this one. Choose life. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. As for this congregation, We will seek to improve our standard. We will seek to improve our lives. And we will better serve God. That is our resolution. Look to see where you were. Look to see where you are. And look to see how to improve that. If you have a need this morning, a need for our prayers, or a need for baptism, we want to give you the opportunity to come while together we stand and sing.
My only hope is you, Jesus. My only hope is you. From early in the morning till late at night, my only hope is you. My only peace is you, Jesus. My only peace.
Office workers, one of our office secretaries. I'm doing a little radio spot. It's 1 minute. It's at 7:50 a.m. What's the radio station?
KPRB 92.5
FM. 92.5 FM. 92.5 FM. And it will go throughout the entire year. And all it is just
come on,
short,
come on, do the closing prayer and do this at the
end. Because I have no problem telling it like it is from any direction. Thank you all for being here today. Thank you for the love that you have for Jesus Christ.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord.
Get these wrong, y'all can correct me. Jack's Nick's grandson going to be put in a helmet to round out his head. Desiree Nick's daughter-in-law. This is written in cursive. I should be able to do this. Lisa?
She has house
and okay, so okay. Okay. All right. We'll pray for her. Ryan Johnson is in a new home and he's very sick. Remember Ryan in your prayers. And we got Nikki's grandmother that's been taken to Tulsa Hospital last night. They found something on her kidney in a CAT scan. Remember her. Sandy Heiner. Diagnosed with liver cancer, stage 4, starting chemo last week. That's one of your friends, or
graduated high school.
Okay, and then this is not cursive. This is shaky cursive. Buck, somebody, huh? Did you write this, Rendell?
No.
Okay, I thought you wrote better than this. Buck Moody, Tina. Gravely? Does that sound right?
Grubbs,
okay. I told you I need some help on this. And then Tina, somebody else there at the end.
Tim Olive.
Oh, Tim Olive. Did you write this, Bob?
Yes.
Okay, Bob. All right.
Jackie Thomas also.
Jackie Thomas.
And Earl.
All right. And one positive thing, I heard a little story I got to tell you. This is one of these Bob deals. I got to tell this. About an OU game that was going to start 47 years ago. And Bob was, Joe Harbuck was telling Peggy to hurry up and have Amy so that he could go watch this bowl game because it's going to be on TV 47 years ago today. So, Amy, we're glad she pushed you right on out. Okay, you do that part. All right, let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for our church family here. Dear God, you've blessed us all way more than any of us ever deserved. Most of all, you sent your son to die for us so we can be with you someday. Dear God, just forgive us of our sins and help us to do better this next year and help us to keep some of our goals. Dear God, help us to have some righteous goals and help us as men to lead our families and our grandchildren and our children in the way they should go. Help us to be the men that's the Bible teaches us how to be men to guide our families. Help us to do that, dear God. Sometimes we're weak, we fall down, we don't do enough. Help us to be stronger. Help all these that I just read off their names, dear God. Just help each one of these families. We have a whole list in the bulletin, too, that we're going to be going over tonight. Dear God, just our church family has a lot of heartache going on right now, a lot of sickness. Dear God, but you're going to conquer that. We know that you can conquer that and help us through our rough times. Dear God, we love you. Help all those that are traveling these holidays, going home and back and forth. Dear God, watch over our extended families. Dear God, we love you. Just thank you so much for Steve and Kathy coming here and helping us build this location up. Dear God, he's inspired so many of us already with your word. We know that the Holy Spirit is working here. Dear God, just help us not to dampen it. Help us to be the shining lights we should be every day. Help us to study your word, to show ourselves approved. Help us to hunger and thirst after righteousness. In Jesus' name, we all say, amen.
Everybody, Amy,